Pakistan's legend cricket player Imran Khan has taken the oath of office to become the country's new prime minister. His swearing-in ceremony at the president's house in Islamabad marked the end of decades of rotating leadership between the two establishment parties. 65-year-old Khan shed tears during the oath administered to him by President Mamnoon Hussein. The charismatic sports star was elected by lawmakers at the National Assembly as premier on Friday. He is expected to form a coalition government with the help of small parties. Khan's Tehreek-e-Insaf party won the general elections in July on the platform of fighting corruption. He has promised to bring to justice those who have, quote, looted Pakistan. Now, to give us more on that, we're joined by our correspondent in Islamabad, Kamran Yusuf. Thank you very much for joining us. Can you tell us more about the ceremony that was held today and the significance of it?
Well, it was a simple ceremony, usually, held at the president house, and there were a number of dignitaries invited on this, what many believe, historic occasion. But what was missing, of course, opposition leaders, because none of the opposition leaders turned up, despite the fact that the incoming prime minister or the new prime minister invited them to be part of that swearing-in ceremony. And after attending that swearing-in ceremony at the president house, then Imran Khan went to the prime minister office, where he was given a guard of honor by the three armed services troops. So this is a significant day in Pakistan, particularly for those who support Imran Khan, who voted Imran Khan to power, because they believe that Imran Khan is their only hope who can bring a real change in Pakistan. And this is also for the first time in almost three decades that Pakistan government will be headed by a political leader who is not from the traditional political parties like Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz and Pakistan People's Party. So this is significant, but the real challenge now Imran Khan is to manage all those huge expectations, because he has made certain promises with his supporters and with Pakistan. So it remains to be seen that whether he live up to all those challenges, because Pakistan at the moment is facing number of challenges, both on the domestic front as well as on the external front.
Kamran, you mentioned a number of challenges that the new prime minister has to face. Can you quickly give us a few of those challenges and give us an idea of what Imran Khan is facing?
Well, the immediate challenge, of course, Pakistan's faltering economy. As you know, that in recent months, Pakistan's foreign exchange reserves has depleted. The local currency, the Pak rupee, has also devalued against the U.S. dollar. So the immediate concern or the immediate challenge for Imran Khan is to ensure that those foreign exchange reserves remain intact. And for that, he has to borrow money from other countries, including the international financial institutions. So that is the major challenge that Imran Khan has to deal with. And if Imran Khan goes to the IMF, then he has to follow certain conditions, and that will make it difficult for him to announce some of the relief measures for the public.
That was our correspondent Kamran Yusuf giving us an update on the swearing-in ceremony of Imran Khan as the new prime minister of Pakistan. Now